of all the other impulses. For example, you receive a vajra empowerment, but you did not receive guhya samaja empowerment. Then you cannot practice guhya samaja tantra. You can only practice he vajra tantra. But the essence of the he vajra tantra, and essence of the guhya samaja tantra, and essence of the chakrasambara tantra are the same. So essence of all of them you can practice. And essence of all of them one can learn from learning about mandala. When I say mandala, I'm not talking about those mandalas that you put on your t-shirts and you put on your calendars, you know. I'm old-fashioned person. I'm an orthodox person. These things really, really irritates me into my bone marrow. When I see somebody wear great tantric mandala on their t-shirt, it irritates me into my bone marrow. When somebody have Hey Vajra for the January, Chakra Sambara for the February, Kala Chakra for the March, and Guhya Samaja for the April, oh my goodness, you know, that really irritates me deep into the deepest part of my bone marrow. But what to do? This must be 21st century, you know, glory. I will call it disease, but people glorify these things. Call it liberal, openness. I like openness and liberal, of course. But, you know, you have to do it for the betterment, not for the worsening. Anyway, when I say mandala, actually everything is mandala. You look up, there's space. You look around, there's environment. You look immediate surrounding, there's all kind of beings. And you look into yourself, this body. And you look in the center of all of this, your mind. You look into the essence of your mind, which is ineffable, undescribable, unimaginable, limitless, primordial. So, the wish-fulfilling gem, you don't have to go anywhere to find it. It is in you. Every one of you are the vessel of the wish-fulfilling gem, which is ever-present in each and every one of you. Now, that is the definition of mandala. When Buddha manifests mandala, such as He Vajra, then this essence manifests so that those who have perceived it, who saw the Buddha this way, who heard the He Vajra Tantra, who received the blessing to their mind, that is the transmission, the original transmission, and that is the original lineage of the empowerment of He Vajra. And now, the Marpa Lotsawa, who himself was the and is the embodiment of He Vajra, have received this empowerment and attained realization of it, and therefore he proclaims that He Vajra is my main yidam, my main tantra, my main samaya. And when Marpa passed into Paranirvana, he transformed into He Vajra mandala. And when you are participating in it, then the simplest way to participate is you should have most sincere faith and trust in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, Guru, Deity, Protector. Unshakable, unquestioning, absolute trust in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, Guru, Deity, Protector of the lineage. And there is no reason why you should not have the unquestioning and unconditional faith. There's no reason why not. Because Buddha is not going to ask you to do anything. You will be very, very fortunate to see Buddha and tell you to do something. But that is not going to happen. So therefore, Buddha is not going to come and tell you to do something for him which is against your principle, your conscience, and all sorts of things that you say that is kind of unacceptable for you. That is not going to happen. Same thing with the Dharma, same thing with the Sangha, same thing with the Guru, same thing with the Deity, same thing with the Protector. It is never going to happen. Because they are not something that you can touch, you can talk to. They are above. They are ultimate essence. So ultimate essence of Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, Guru, Deity, Protector, you should have unconditional faith and trust. So that is the foundation for receiving the blessing of the Deity, blessing of the mandala. How conditional your devotion is, that less blessing you will receive, and how limitless your devotion is and faith is, that limitless the blessing that you will receive. Now, I have to emphasize one more thing. I am not asking you to have unconditional faith and trust in me, the my mother's son. Okay? You don't have to. But what I represent, for that, you have to have the faith and trust, unconditional. So minute that my ego comes in and my ego is speaking, then I am not what I represent. Therefore, you don't have to listen to me. But until my ego comes out, and until my lineage, which I represent, manifests from me, long as that is happening, then you have to follow that teaching and that practice. So that is very easy, nothing complicated. And this way, you can receive the empowerment. After receiving the empowerment, then you should implement and apply this essence of this empowerment into every single practice that you are doing. Every practice that you are doing has to be for only one purpose. That is, to liberate yourself from the suffering of samsara and reach Buddhahood for the benefit of all mother sentient beings, to liberate them from suffering of samsara and reach Buddhahood. That is all. There is no other hidden agenda. There is no other something that is going to pop up in the future. Actually, there is another purpose. No. This is all. Because of this simple purpose, Prince Siddhartha went away from the palace, and Milarepa went away from his home. You know, if it is not for that, Milarepa can be very powerful and can be very rich, because he has such a magical power. So he can be magic, he can open a magic ink, you know. So therefore people can come and ask for his service, and they can pay him very big, and he can become very rich. But he didn't. He ran away. He threw away everything, all his magical power. He threw away, like nothing. As Buddha Shakyamuni, Prince Siddhartha always says, many times says in sutras, he say, you throw away the worldly interest like a spit, you know? So, like a dust, like a garbage. You don't even look at it second time. It doesn't work. So this way, I think, if you can participate in this empowerment in such a way, then regardless of whether you will practice the Hey Bajra or not, regardless of whether you practice the Guhya Samaja or not, you will get tremendous benefit from this. And I want you to make best out of it. So therefore I'm saying this. And I told them one thing, this I must tell you also. If one of you get up and tell me, what are you doing here? Why don't you go away and practice in the cave like Milarepa? Then of course, there's so many excuses. Because I have so much responsibility, a huge load was given on my shoulder, so that I cannot fail this legacy, so on and so forth. But it really boils down to one thing, one simple thing, that just like all of you, I am here not in a cave, because I cannot be in a cave, you know. I can be in a cave for 1 week, or 6 months, or 1 year, with lots of canned food. You know, lots of canned food stored there, and nobody disturbs me. Every day I open a fresh can, and I practice. No problem. No problem. But that is cheating myself. If I go to the cave, I have to go to the cave like Milarepa, with nothing, not even one can of food. Nothing, absolutely with nothing. Otherwise, I'm cheating myself. You know, that is luxury, actually. If I live on top of a mountain, where every 6 months one helicopter going to come and drop down one carton of all kind of very good fresh food in can, and then another 6 months go by, another helicopter comes and drops down some food for me, and I can stay there 20 years. It will be delightful. It will be something that I will really want to start right away, you know. But that is not right, because that is not sacrifice. That is not total renunciation. That is actually escaping from this into that and having a very luxurious time without so many things, which is good thing, but not for enlightenment. I'm not going to come out enlightened after 20 years if I'm going to get my supply every 6 months by helicopter, you know. So this way I am here because I can't and I'm not able to. So I pray that I will be able to, and I pray that I can be able to do such thing like a Milarepa, and then come out enlightened and will spread the Dharma for the benefit of all sentient beings in a real way. Teach Dharma without having to wear a mic. No, give an empowerment without having to put up a mandala, you know. When Marpa gave empowerment to Milarepa, Hey Vajra Mandala was in the sky. And from there he had given the empowerment. Don't have to make a physical canvas or sand mandala in order to give the empowerment. So that will only happen if I'm enlightened like Milarepa. So I'm doing greater service by disappearing for 20 years and appearing enlightened. Then staying here and being with you and doing all these things every year, the benefit will be hundredfold, thousandfold, 10,000-fold. But anyway, this is for the time being what I'm able to do, what I'm capable to do. But it does not mean this is the best way to do it. No. Best way is to be like a Milarepa. So, for today and tomorrow, you are participating in the Hey Vajra empowerment, and this is very important because this is main deity of the main Yidam and the deity and Samaya of the Marpa Lotsawa. So therefore I thought I will say these few words. And finally, I will remind you that each one of us, all the sentient beings, ultimately, right now, they are in essence perfect. They are Buddha. Only thing is that they don't realize. They are not pretending to not realize. They sincerely, truly does not realize, including me. I cannot say that I did not have a peep into it, due to the greatness of my great masters. I somehow had sort of split second exposure to it. Yes, that keeps me going. That makes me feel confident enough to tell you what I'm telling. But far from being enlightened. This way, I thought that reminding you about the same thing that helps me very much by reminding myself, and I remind myself all the time, you are not just Paisitu. You are Buddha in the making. You are Buddha in the making. You are unenlightened Buddha. You are primordial Buddha. And you are not as bad as you might think, but you are not as good as you should be. Very far from being as good as you should be. So, this helps me very much. this does not give me that much chance to have so-called depression, so-called stress, so-called ego, so-called pride, so-called disappointment. When somebody does something terrible, I don't like it, but then deep inside me, why not? Because the person does not know he or she is a Buddha, then why not? When somebody does something wonderful outside there, I'm very, very happy, I'm very, very delightful, but then deep inside me tells me, why not? He is Buddha. She is Buddha. Why not? So this way, it is really benefits me personally tremendously. And all the credit goes to my great masters. And because everything is because of them. And I'm very happy to share this with you. Now I will continue with the preparatory part of the empowerment. This is Hey Vajra empowerment.